Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With all the recent price volatility, it would be easy to lose sight of the underlying bedrock reason for owning gold and silver. That basic reason to own gold and silver is as a form of insurance against calamities that may affect the value of paper assets, such as currencies, stocks, and bonds. Let me be clear about what I mean by this. Insurance is protection against negative events that would lead to a loss. Life insurance is meant to cover some of the financial support lost when someone dies. Fire insurance protects against the possibility of a fire causing an unexpected loss. For both life and fire insurance, the preferred result is to never collect. That is because the loss of association of someone who dies cannot simply be replaced by a monetary payment. Or, if a house burns down, the hardships of seeking replacement living quarters and coping with the loss of sentimental treasures are not things that can be fully satisfied by collecting on an insurance policy. For these reasons, most people hope that the insurance premiums they pay expire worthless. The concept is similar for owning gold and silver. You may hope that your currency, stocks, and bonds hold up in value or even appreciate. But, as you may know from experience, all paper currencies eventually fail with the average lifespan of 40 years, and that stocks and bonds can go down as well as up. Because the future is uncertain, a prudently balanced investment portfolio should include assets that move countercyclical to changes in the value of paper assets. For thousands of years, physical gold and silver have held their value and never failed. This outstanding track record has continued even while currencies have failed. Real estate also had something of a track record as holding its value when intangible assets declined. However, the use of real estate for collateral for loans and the recent declines in real estate values as a result of calamities in paper assets such as bonds may now mean that real estate should be considered as more of a paper asset rather than as tangible property. When refugees fled Southeast Asia in the 1970s, invariably they used gold to pay for their passage to safety. The Far East Asian currency crisis in 1997 hit Indonesia worse than other countries. Indonesians who held gold saw their lifestyle little affected, while those who held paper currency were wiped out. Earlier this year, there was a lot of publicity over a Dutch pension fund that covered glassblowers. The management of the fund had elected to purchase gold 3 years ago rather than purchase euro-denominated bonds. The gold investment proved to be highly profitable in absolute terms, and even more so when compared to the falling value of the bonds that might have been purchased. In stable times, it would be prudent to have perhaps 5-10% of total invested funds in gold and silver. In my mind, that means owning unleveraged physical metals rather than paper forms such as commodity contracts, options, exchange-traded funds, certificates of ownership, and the like. However, in turbulent economic times, as is the case in the U.S. today, it could be sensible to hold a higher percentage of one's investment portfolio in gold and silver. Even as you own a position in gold and silver, your hope would be that you never make a profit on them. But just in case the U.S. dollar continues to fall, you should consider owning hard assets like gold and silver as insurance to help cover your possible future losses on paper assets. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.